Hi, this is Clarissa Jacobson from Lunch Ladies, and you're listening to Extra Features Podcast.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Extra Features Movie Podcast Review Show. This is episode Awkward 197.
I'm Simon.
I'm Kevin.
Oh, I'm Daniel.
And that's the best intro we've ever. I'm just going to break up laughing this whole show. So I just want our regular listeners.
My words were going out of sequence.
Our regular listeners, we're going to mix up the show a bit this week. We're trying to add a bit of news and stuff. So I thought it would just be something fun for us to discuss. Bring back discussion topics.
Simon.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's new?
What's new? Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure 3 in the works, Kev.
Is it really in the works, or was it just a spoof thing for a magazine?
Well, I think it is, because he's been talking about it for a while. So, would we want to see it if it is a go?
No, probably not.
I haven't seen the second one yet.
I don't think I care. Unless they're, like, completely grown up and don't care, and they're like, oh, man, Rufus, leave us alone, man.
Well, yeah. The whole issue is supposed to be that they can't write that hit song to save the world.
Can Keanu Reeves, like, channel John Wick, though, and then just start killing people?
You never know. I doubt it. I know. I'd watch it. I like the first one a lot. Second one was okay. I'd have to give them both a rewatch.
Yeah, but it's been, what, like 30 years?
But they're about 50 now. That's when they wrote the song, so it kind of work. I don't know. Gabriel Luna is the new Terminator. Anybody care?
He was Ghost Rider, right, on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
No, I don't care.
Who cast it as?
Gabriel Luna is the new Terminator. You don't care? I like the Terminator films. I'm probably one of the few people who still enjoys them. They're terrible, but I like them. Okay, moving along.
No, I don't care about Terminator. It's dead.
Oh, I agree. It's a dead franchise. But even if they made direct-to-video ones, I'd watch them.
I hear there's a Predator movie coming, too.
There is?
Yeah.
That's not my list, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry. Al Fanning is Mary Shelley.
Oh, yeah. That was at TIFF last year.
Kev?
So Al Fanning is what, Dakota's sister?
Yeah, so he's much more talented.
The one who can act.
Dakota, I watched an episode of The Alienist today, and Dakota was in it.
Well, she's done. She's completely done. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. I just like Elle Fanning as an actress. I'm actually looking forward to her as Mary Shelley. I always enjoy her in films.
You know what? I can't think of a single Elle Fanning film.
Super 8?
Maleficent?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. There'll be more of it. That's all I can think off the top of my head. Somewhere.
What?
Somewhere. She's in Somewhere.
Oh, right.
Okay, moving along. Jason.
Hey, wait a second.
What?
Simon.
What?
Where's Bob?
He's busy.
Where's the intern?
Intern's busy. I gave him some paperwork.
What about Bob?
He's busy. Not here. We're having a new format change, I told you. He's busy. Okay. I don't know where he is. He wouldn't tell me. He told me yesterday he was unavailable.
Okay.
That's the best I could get. So if that explains anything.
He's babysitting.
I think he's babysitting personally, but he's not allowed to tell me. It's a secret.
Oh.
Okay, Jason Clarke to headline Pet Sematary remake.
So Elle Fanning was in Neon Demon as well.
Never saw that.
A classic. I like Neon Demon. We're going back to Neon Demon.
Demon was a smoking turd of a movie.
I loved it.
See that one.
I really liked Neon Demon.
Save your time and energy.
Have I started the great Neon Wars?
Yes. Yes, yes you have.
Oh, no.
Jason Clarke to headline Pet Sematary remake. Anybody care?
Who can't beat the Jason...
Jason Clarke.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, who is that? I don't even know who that is. I know a Jason Clarke, but
he was in Terminator Genesis. He played John Connor.
That's correct. Kevin doesn't care. Kevin's like, don't care about Pet Sematary. Never seen one, never going to see it.
Pet Sematary. I'll remember it. All I remember is the truck coming around the corner killing the animals.
Never seen Pet Sematary 1 or 2.
It was a rough turn. And I was there with a buddy of mine, and I learned at that point that guy has the weakest bladder of any human being I've ever met. He had to go to the bathroom like 20 times.
Wow.
He kept missing the movie.
Oh.
Why does he go to films then?
I don't know. I guess he needs to go dry.
Did you see it at the theater?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, 20 times? I mean, I think it's like an hour and a half movie.
Have you ever been in the theater with the intern? Do not block the intern. Make sure he has a clear path.
Yeah, put him on the end.
He's going to bolt.
Okay.
He'll be gone. At some point in the movie, he's gone.
If he drinks a liter or two of pop, I'm sure he's got a...
Pretty much. Now, something Kevin has to have something to say. Steven Spielberg's Blackhawks.
Okay, yes, I do have something to say.
Finally.
I like Steven Spielberg. And the Blackhawks are probably the lamest comic concept you could possibly imagine. A bunch of guys in World War II fly planes.
Ooh.
Woohoo.
I'm hooked.
Yeah, it's riveting.
Wow.
Basically, it's... Yeah, you think of something like the Thunderbirds.
Okay.
It's kind of like the predecessor of that, except racist as all get out.
Okay, really? I don't remember them being racist.
The original Blackhawks had a guy on the team, and his name was Chop Chop.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And he was like the worst Asian caricature you could possibly imagine. And then they had like some other racial stereotypes in it, DC did try to revive it a bit, and I hear there are a couple of good issues in the 60s series, but that's about it, 2 issues. And then Howard Chaykin had that miniseries,
which I liked.
It was okay. Artwork was great.
What a name, though. Chop Chop.
Is Chop Chop going to be in there? They got to have Chop Chop.
That makes me think of the ShamWow guy. Was that one of his products that he had? The chopper?
Yes. Yes.
Bringing it way back.
Okay. Moving along. Are we going to get to films now? We're good? That was our big news segment. I don't have any trailers because I don't watch any, so that's up to you guys.
Oh, okay.
Are you guys excited about Infinity War?
Yes.
Yeah. I already have my tickets, man.
I have a problem. I'm actually in Ottawa Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Doesn't mean I might not make it. I'm going to try.
Oh, no.
I'm hoping to get to New Orleans to see it.
Orleans,
where Dan lives. I'll be not far from Dan.
Yeah, man.
But he doesn't know I'm coming yet. The plan is for me to hook up with him and see if I can make it.
No, there's the landmark with recliner seats, but they're probably...
I don't care. I just need to make it. We'll see. If not, I'll see it when I come back next week. I'll see it the week after, a week behind.
Everyone will be talking about it. You probably have the whole
I can't
thing.
Do anything. I'm not here.
I'm just going to just clockwork orange you and just tell you the whole story.
I'll hunt you down.
I have a problem in that I'll be in Calgary when it comes out.
So are you going
to
see it?
I'll be able to see it. Yeah, I know. I'll have to wait till I get home.
Oh, no. I'm going to be the only one who sees it in their hometown on, like, opening day.
Well, I can't see it. Well, the worst, the only thing, if I can't get the time off work, I will see it on Thursday. But if I do get the time off work... I won't be seeing it. I'll be seeing it in your hometown.
Oh, okay.
With you.
Hey, I'm going on Friday.
So, I'll be going Thursday, guys.
Pardon?
Try and see it in IMAX if you can.
I'm going to. That was my plan.
Because the film was entirely shot on IMAX cameras.
I will see it in IMAX. Don't worry.
I got my IMAX tickets.
I have no tickets because I don't know where I'm going to be.
True.
I'm moving.
That's a good strategy.
Dan, did you watch Rampage?
I did not.
Well, too bad for you then.
Oh.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Naomi Harris, Melon Ackerman, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, and Jake Lacy and Joe Montegello, Mary Shelton, and nobody I care about. Kevin, Rampage, take it away.
So, I mean, I... You know what? I wasn't expecting much, to be honest. It's, you know, it's Rampage. So, you know, based on the video game, which basically it was a gorilla, like a dinosaur type of thing, and a wolf with bat wings that would climb buildings and smash the windows. And the whole goal was to smash as many windows to bring the building down. And you'd get points. And you could eat people. You could grab them and eat them as you're smashing windows. So to see that as a movie is interesting. I don't know why, but why they would make it. But whatever. I guess everything's fair game these days. What was interesting was the casting of The Rock in this movie. And that he's the best friend of the white gorilla that gets transformed into a giant. So, it's, I don't know. There's a space station, and they made some secret thing. And the secret thing is that they can... when creatures are exposed to the gas, they grow giant and angry.
Correct.
Right? And they mutate a little bit. So they make the mistake of mutating his friend, the white gorilla. And but they're still, even though the gorilla's angry, he's still kind of the same gorilla that is he was before. So they connect and then they fight the others together. So it's like The Rock and a giant white gorilla versus a giant crocodile monster and a giant wolf.
So this is Twilight?
Well, what was funny was Joe Mantegna, or whatever his name is, who was the Wolfman in one of those movies, Twilight movies, right?
No, maybe wrong
True
guy.
Blood, actually. No, True Blood, yes, True Blood.
True Blood.
He's the guy that's sent after the giant wolf.
Yes.
So I thought that was kind of funny.
Full circle shit there.
And then Jeffrey Dean Morgan plays the government guy that's brought in to handle it all. So, I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was okay. I thought it, for a popcorn movie, it was okay.
Wow. I think you're giving us way too much credit, even saying okay.
Well, what was so terrible about it?
I was bored.
I wouldn't say I was riveted. That's true.
At all. I thought the dialogue was terrible. Yeah. I thought the whole Rock George play, I'm like... He's playing dead. They introduced the rat, which I still didn't care about because he does play in Rampage on some versions at the end of the movie. I thought the villains were terrible.
Right.
Like, their idea was to bring the monsters to them so they could steal the formula back?
Well, it was like Malin Ackerman.
Oh, who's terrible.
Heavily made up.
Yeah, and she gets eaten. I was quite happy with that.
Oh.
I was just like, this is dumb. And her brother's even worse than she is acting. And he goes outside and gets stepped on. I'm like, I have no interest in anybody in this film. I had no interest in the monsters. I had no interest. I thought CGI didn't even interest me.
I like the giant crocodile monster. That was kind of cool.
I thought he looked okay. I just felt they had nothing to do. All they did was destroy a bunch of buildings. Jeffrey Morgan didn't interest me.
That's the game.
Well, it was dumb.
What do you think the game is?
Dumb.
The game is it destroys buildings.
Well, they did like that.
That's all it is.
Yeah, for an hour and a half? I don't need to play that game for an hour and a half.
Well, I mean, that's why I say it's like any concept is fair game. Let's stretch this out. But really, it's 20 minutes of monsters destroying buildings. That's the whole purpose of this movie.
I agree. I got that. Hence, I gave it a 3 out of 10.
Wow. Yeah, I to me, this is just mediocre. It's 5 out of 10.
Fine. You're nicer than I am. I'm okay with that.
I am nicer than you are, yes.
And that's fine. I just get bored. I wish Dan had seen this to give us an opinion, because I'm just like, I need an opinion from Dan.
But I find The Rock is always watchable.
The Rock is always watchable. Well, he does the Rock routine every time.
Right.
He's never not The Rock.
Did he have the superpower brow this time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Oh, George, you are playing with me. Nookie time, George says. Now, George.
The Rock or Arnie?
Oh, The Rock's the new Arnie, okay? All his movies are terrible.
Fair.
No, we're just watching him because we know what we're going to get. It's not like Arnold could act. You know, so I don't know. Moving along, I guess.
Well, you guys haven't done your assignments yet.
Oh, yeah, we got to do our assignments, Kevin. We can start there if you want.
If you want, sure.
Tava, go first. Actually, we can discuss Battle Royale. I'm ready.
All right, so Simon assigned Battle Royale.
No, not me.
Oh, I did. I'm the winner.
All right, so I don't have a copy of that. So someone gave me a copy to watch, but neglected to realize that I don't understand Japanese.
Oh.
Because there were no subtitles.
My bad.
There was no dub version.
My bad.
No.
So I basically started watching it, and I'm like, I don't understand any of this. So I went to YouTube, and I watched a 14-minute video, The Grisly Deaths of Battle Royale. So it's every brutal death in that movie summarized in 14 minutes. So I cut out the other 90 minutes of it and saw the brutal deaths, and oh, my God. I don't know. I can see why it was banned.
Daniel?
For sure. Great movie.
Kevin, I love this film. I love the death scenes. Still my favorite, yeah. I think, is the girl killing her friends off, eating the poison spaghetti. Just puking up the spaghetti. I'm choking. The spaghetti's just puking everywhere. I love that spaghetti kill scene. This film, I saw it before The Hunger Games. And this is what I want The Hunger Games to be.
Much more tame.
Oh, it's so dank compared to this. Battle Royale is on my top 100 list favorite films of all times.
Yeah,
it is just pure insanity watching high school students take each other out and not caring.
I love the concepts of these movies.
I love the concept. I enjoy the kills. I like the storyline. I like the ending. And I just like the whole no mercy kids have for each other. Okay, we gotta do this. Let's do it. Kill, kill, kill. Loved it. Dan?
Yeah, I actually haven't seen it for a while, but yeah, I love the concept of these movies, and the action's awesome. And even like when they're first in the classroom, and they're like, okay, this is how it's going to go down, and someone like gets shot in that scene, right?
Yes, right off the beginning. Yeah,
so that was like, okay, you're setting the tone early. I like that.
I like the tone of this film because, I mean, you didn't know who was a star, who wasn't a star. If any of them were a star, I would know because I don't know Japanese film that well. I thought it was really well done.
I think it's just like an ensemble, yeah?
Yes, I think so too. Yeah. It's been a long time since I've seen it, but I did enjoy it. Battle Royale 2, I didn't enjoy as much. It just didn't do anything for me. I gave 1 a 10. I think I gave 2 a 4 or a 5. I just didn't like it as much. I thought it didn't have the storyline I needed.
Yeah, I haven't watched that one yet.
I liked it. Kevin, you didn't see Battle Royale 2, so can't discuss it.
Maybe next.
I watched about 25 minutes of it, and again, same problem. It was all in Japanese. I basically got the gist of it that, and then I read Wikipedia, so I did read the story, so I know what happens. I don't know.
You got 2 weeks to learn Japanese, Kevin. Watch it again.
Let's move along.
Sayonara.
Can we discuss Game Over Man, something, Kevin, you did watch? And I think Dan watched this, too.
I did watch Game Over Man. It's a Netflix original.
Starring Adam Devine, Anders Holm, Blake Anderson, Chloe Bridges, and Daniel Stern. That's about it. All I care about. Neil McDonough.
Yeah, I mean, Neil McDonough.
Oh, yeah.
I like Neil McDonough.
A lot of cameos in this movie, too.
Yeah.
Tons of cameos.
Like, what movie is this? What year is this? 2004? It's like, oh, hey, Steve-O. Hey, Donald Faison. Like, what?
Yeah. People from, what was that?
Jackass?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Fred Armisen, Jillian Bell.
First, like a minute, right?
Yeah, they're all in it for like a minute.
I didn't shit myself.
No, it was her next to me.
It wasn't me. Oh, Shaggy. Speaking of that, wasn't me. Shaggy was in there.
Shaggy's in there too.
Yes,
that was kind of funny.
No, it wasn't.
I love Shaggy. Yes,
singing part was, but nothing much else.
So, why did you watch this, Kevin? Just to try to kill me?
Pretty much, yeah. It's my goal to kill you.
I think it's your goal to find every Netflix piece of crap I haven't seen to make me watch.
There's another movie we're going to review, which I watched first.
Oh, I did it backwards.
Adam Devine in it. And so I thought, oh, I guess they're doing a bunch of Adam Devine movies. So I thought, all right, I'll give this a try and see what it's like. And you know what? If they advertise it as like a slacker diehard.
Yeah.
And so, I have to turn this call away because I'm not answering it.
Okay.
Sorry, Peter. I don't know. It was okay, I guess. It wasn't great.
Oh, fucking great.
Yeah, I mean, I think I laughed more than you, Simon, but...
Well, I didn't laugh like once.
Only a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the Flubber reference with the condom was funny.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was disgusting.
But then I was like, okay, this is the type of humor I'm getting. That's not great.
Right.
Yeah, have you guys seen Workaholics?
Nope.
No, me neither. So I don't know if that's the same type of humor on that show, but they made that. They make that one.
Well, that was my issue. These guys have had 5 seasons of a comedy show.
They're not funny?
They're not funny. And that annoyed me. Yeah. I'm like, shouldn't these guys be funny? Because Adam Devine, I just want to pick up and whip out the nearest window.
And did Daniel Stern didn't age well, right?
Well, he's got a big beard and gets his penis cut off, so I would say he didn't age well.
Yeah. It's like, do you like my penis? So no, we don't like you throwing it around, Marv. Stop it.
So, Kev, like, did you laugh during this film?
Well, it's hard for me to find a movie that I really will laugh to when I'm sitting here by myself doing other things. I thought some of it was clever. When they ended up on the desk in the middle of the hanging in the middle of the buildings.
I didn't find that funny at all.
It's like, oh, it's Home Alone 3, not Home Alone 1. It's like, I guess all the Home Alone references because of Marv. I don't know.
Maybe. And then...
I didn't mind them, the guy writing on her face, the female assassin's face. I thought that did put a smile on my face.
Oh, easy, I thought Thanos.
That was kind of good.
Yes. Just, negativity. Yeah.
That was the only part I thought was kind of easy. I just thought this film was terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, the 3 of them don't act well. And that's what I mean. I was expecting more from guys that had their own hit comedy. Yeah, a ton of cameos, but none of them interest me.
I thought it was like, it's not a cameo, but I thought it was funny when the hacker was like, oh, I'm not just here because I look like the Black Nerd.
That was good. Yeah. You know what? That was a good line.
And wasn't that the same actor from Die Hard? He looked a bit like the Nerd.
He did, but it wasn't the same guy. I think it was. But
he was in Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah. He was.
He's the husband. Isn't he the husband?
Yeah.
So that's where Adam got him. He just brought him over with him.
And the one, and the little girl, like the, not little girl, but like a Sugarland Beard who kills Joel McHale with the heel.
Yeah.
That was the one getting married in Mike and Dave.
Oh, that's well. Lisa.
Her name's Sugarland Beard.
Oh, no, I got the wrong one I'm thinking of then.
Okay,
but I mean, at any time, I mean, they go through the I thought there might be more hotel hijinks. No. I thought the meat cutter scene was just,
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was
excessive.
That was cringeworthy. I was actually going, I can't watch this, where the guy's face is in the meat grinder.
And then he gets off. I'm like, interesting.
I could watch it, but like, I was just like, okay, I'm not really, why is this happening?
Well, it's just because Adam Devine, just, I don't find interesting as an actor.
Yeah,
I find he's just the same guy in every movie. I'm like, oh, look, it's an ugly James Franco.
But he did Full Frontal, the sell of this movie.
Oh, my God.
Your favorite scene with the auto-whatever.
Yeah, I'm watching the film. My daughter comes in and starts for 2 days going on, Daddy, remember the guy in the closet holding his penis? Great. Thanks, Kevin.
Is she allowed to watch Pitch Perfect now? Is she good enough to
do it? Yep, my younger daughter.
It's
not my older daughter.
To be your parental guidance.
And my wife goes, "What were you watching?" Oh, great, here we go. I'm like, a comedy on Netflix. How am I supposed to know that
was good? I'm just showing Full Frontal now.
They even had that stupid scene in the hotel with the gay guys I didn't find funny.
Yeah, the gay subtext is kind of weird.
Yeah, I thought that was inappropriate.
Obvious from the get-go that it's like, okay, I don't think you like women, but...
I just had problems with this film from top, and I thought the end of the film was so dumb.
Yeah, like on the boat, like Captain Phillips' people are coming now.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh.
Oh, yeah. Like, I would have loved a cameo from the guy that's like, I'm the captain now. Look at me.
Yeah, that maybe. That
funny.
I don't know what I was expecting, but I expected something funny.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get it.
It's a Netflix comedy with Adam Devine. I'm not expecting funny.
And the over-the-top villain, too, is like...
I liked, what's his face? Neil
McDonough?
Oh, he was great.
Yeah, he was okay.
I liked him on Arrow.
I recognize him from Walking Tall.
And then he was killed, I'm spoiling it, but... and then we find out the real villain.
Yeah, this is his buddy. I'm not going to write you guys a check. I wrote them a check.
Doesn't he steal? The whole thing is stolen from Battle Royale with the...
Yes.
The neck collars.
Yes.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm moving along.
I get the reference.
I've given Adam Devine way too much credit. But, oh, look, he's back for my next movie.
I couldn't do this one because I couldn't watch him twice, two movies of him in a day.
Oh, I did. Back to back. One day, one the next day. Literally one after another. When we first met, Adam Devine, Alexander.
What was this one called?
When we first met.
Of course, I Alexandra Daddario. Oof,
that's funny. Yes. Shelley Henning and Andrew Batchelor and Robbie Amell.
Robbie Amell, yes.
And that's about it for me. Unless I missed somebody. Nope, nobody I remember else popping out. So, Kevin, what did you think?
I actually think this is a much better movie than Game Over Man.
It is. I will give you full credit.
That's not saying that much, but...
No?
It's basically he discovers a photo booth that allows him to go back in time.
Yeah.
So, what was it? He's always felt that he was destined to meet Alexander Daddario at a party. They connected. There was something there. And they never end up sort of being together in the end. So he uses this photo booth to keep going back in time, Groundhog Day style, to try to change things to make the perfect match. And then, of course, along the way, realizes that there's a reason why.
Correct.
They're not. So, there's a moral, there's a lesson learned. There's the girl under his nose who's really the girl that he should be in love with. And, it's like a typical kind of 80s, 90s comedy premise.
I want to get into this a little bit more than just generally, okay?
Okay.
He kind of wakes up at the wedding. I mean, I thought something was going to happen when they announce her engagement and do all that. And he drinks too much, pukes in the toilet, and then goes back. I thought something was going to even happen there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day he has a different scenario. I'm like, oh, I wake up. Oh, look, I can change this. And they go back to the party. And I'm just looking at Alexander Daddario going, man, you are a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't speak ever. She's terrible.
I thought she was okay in Baywatch, but yeah.
But I liked her friend. I thought her friend did a better job than she did in the film. The Henning
chick. Yes.
Yeah. I thought Shelley Henning was actually pretty solid.
Is she Moaning Myrtle in Harry Potter, or no?
No.
That's something different.
That's something different. She's on Unfriended.
Oh, Shirley Henderson. Ignore me.
Ouija, and I don't know, that's about all I can see her in.
Oh, Unfriended, right, okay.
Oh, Roman J. Esquire. I just thought all the scenes were kind of fumbly. Like, it's kind of like, we're going to do this, and then the next one, you're going to get the woman, and it's not going to work out. And this is, you're going to be an asshole in this one. And next one, you're going to be the asshole. You know what I mean? When he was just a sleepover. I'm just like, is there a point to any of these?
When he became like orgy guy.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
So my issue was none of the scenarios were interesting.
All right. So let me just refresh. The premise is basically he goes back in time. He changes something. And then he wakes up 5 years later.
Yeah.
And he's living in the reality of what he changed.
Yes.
And so there's always something goofy that happens along the way. So, anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to me, it's forgettable. It's you're looking for something to watch on Netflix for 90 minutes, it's okay.
No, you can watch Jessica Jones or Lost in Space.
But I've already watched them all, so.
I'll find you something.
This sounds way better when it was called About Time.
I loved About Time.
About Time.
I don't know. I just thought it was dumb. And then he realizes she's the one? Really? I just didn't. I never saw that. I'm like, okay, I got it. I'm just like, I don't care. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I'm glad you liked it better than me, but it didn't do anything for me. Let's move along.
I thought it was a much better Adam Devine comedy than Game Over Man.
It was. But I don't want to see him ever again. I'm done. I'm done. Okay, moving along. 12 Strong.
Yeah, I didn't really watch this one.
Did you watch it, Dan?
I watched it for a bit, but...
When did this come out?
Last year? January.
Yeah, I haven't watched it since January, so I don't know how well I could talk about it.
I'll remind you. Chris Helmsworth, Michael Shannon, Michael Pena, and nobody else I care about. 12, okay, I'll read you the synopsis. Maybe this will help you. 12 Strong, tell the story of the first
special... I know which one it was, but...
Special Forces team deployed to Afghanistan after 9/11.
Yeah.
Right.
Soaring horses, yeah.
Could you tell one of these clowns apart? No?
A little bit.
They all look the same to me. They all talk the same. They all do the same stupid things.
See, like, they look different, but their characters are the same.
I finished this film, and you asked me what happened? I said, yeah, a bunch of Americans walked around, followed some Afghani guy around, and shot some Afghani people.
America!
And that's about it for an hour and a half.
America!
That's it! They keep going around going, we're America. We're going to help you out. You need to help us out. We'll kill those Taliban forces for you. Get on that horse. We'll blow up everything, and we'll follow you in continuously.
But, oh no, what if they can't ride a horse? I don't know.
What was the point of this?
I don't know.
Who greenlights this crap?
I remember 13 Hours was a lot better than this. Like January, more war movies.
But. This is another just a January dumpy movie to me that they should stop. Like Chris Helmsworth's career, if he stops doing Thor, might as well just pack up and move back to Australia.
Are you kidding me? That guy's got a great career as a comedy actor.
If Ghostbusters 2? I think he's funny, but he just does terrible films one after another.
Which comics has he been in?
Ghostbusters.
So he was in Ghostbusters. He was Kevin the
He was great.
Receptionist. He was also in Cabin in the Woods and The New Vacation.
Oh, I hated that movie so
That's
much.
That's a terrible movie, Kevin.
It's a terrible movie, but he was funny in it.
I cannot remember it at all.
You remember he had a giant dick and his look at wife kept staring at it?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Wow. Yeah, that was kind of funny.
So maybe that's his problem, that he needs to get out of this action genre and do comedy.
This
seemed to me like a paycheck movie.
Exactly. It got dumped again in January. I'm like, you see, like Blacklist. Was it Blacklist last year that got dumped in January? The Michael Mann film?
Yeah, another one he did.
That was another terrible film.
Oh, Black Hat?
Black Hat. That was terrible.
Yeah.
And he did In the Heart of the Sea, the Moby Dick kind of movie.
Yeah. Okay, I kind of like that one.
That was terrible too.
I don't remember.
It's little Ronnie Howard. He puts me to sleep every time he directs a movie.
Like, do you like if you like Chris Hemsworth on a boat, you're gonna love him on a horse.
Yeah, I just so Kevin, help me. Why are these films made?
I don't know. Somebody has some money and they have to put something in on the screen.
Just re-release crap. I'd rather go see re-release stuff from the 1950s. Put on the Waterfront.
I mean, we all know, basically, we're heading to a point where it's basically going to be Disney in theaters, and everybody else will just debut on Netflix.
You really think we're going to get to that? You think that's the next step?
I think it's heading that way, because
I hope not.
I don't go to the movies to see mediocre, crappy, emotional movies.
I do.
Dan does.
You're one of the only ones.
The intern does.
Well, the intern is just... Anyway. The intern spends his money. He'll see a movie 5 times if he likes the songs in it.
Oh, it'll be fine, though. It'll only be fine.
Right.
Nothing more than fine.
That's fine.
I'm just worried. Like, I mean, I like going to the movies. I mean, my kids enjoy going to the movies. I mean, are we... Like, Jurassic... What I can't remember the new Jurassic Park film coming out is.
Yeah, but when you take your kids to the movies, it's usually an event movie or a comedy, like an animated film, or something like an event film, like a Jurassic World or, you know, a Star Wars or something like that. Right? I mean, do you take them to general crappy movies that have just come out?
No.
Or do you take them to see Beauty and the Beast?
Yes. I take them to see Disney releases usually, yes. I give them out so money.
That's what most people do. Most people, unless it's a critically acclaimed dramatic movie that's nominated for an Oscar, like, let's say, 3 Billboards, that everybody will have to rush off and see because they hear it's so good. Those types of movies get great word of mouth from the Oscars, but the rest of the year... Those movies barely sell tickets. It's generally big action movies, sequels, animated films, and movies spun off from other media. Like a hit book or, you know, like The Bourne Identity or you know, we've got Mission Impossible is coming out again this summer.
That's Universal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
But those are the types of movies that people go to see. I mean, look at May. I think, you know, April and May, we've got Avengers this week coming up. And then you've got Deadpool 2. You've got Solo. I mean, those movies are going to tie up the month pretty much. Like, they might as well just not release any other movies.
Come on. Are you saying Amy Schumer's I Feel Pretty is going to bomb at the box office?
Hasn't it already bombed at the box office?
I have no idea. I haven't looked at the numbers for this weekend.
Who cares? It's you know, it'll sell.
Maybe
people will rent it or whatever on digital in 2 months.
Come on, the book club's coming out.
16 million this weekend.
The book club's coming out.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know what that is. That's the... Diane Keaton, Candace Bergen.
Yeah, old girls. Freaking.
Yeah, who cares?
The old ladies will show up. That'll be $100 million. I bet it'll make $60 million.
Old people see movies, yes, they do.
They're already soaked.
She shit her pants.
Yeah, I mean, like,
wasn't it?
Retired people need something to do.
So that's what you're going to do? You're going to get a movie pass, Kevin, and just go to the movies every Monday?
I don't know what I do. I'd probably just watch movies at home because I have enough content to never leave the house again. And if I...
I'd probably be good for a good couple months that I'd have to go out.
I mean, are you excited that they've remade Overboard?
No, but I'll watch it because I'll watch the original first.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, are we going to move along?
Okay.
Do you want Suicide Squad, Tomb Raider, or Sparrow?
What are the options?
Suicide Squad, Sparrow, Tomb Raider.
Well, why don't you lead? Make a decision. Make a movie.
Red Sparrow.
Squad.
Red Sparrow with
Jennifer Lawrence. Mm-hmm.
Directed by Francis Lawrence.
Ooh, look at that. Look at the connection. No, ooh. No relation. What's the lead? Oh, what's it? Oh, he's in a billion movies. I can see it.
Joel Edgerton.
Thank you. That's enough people I remember. Yeah. Well, Red Sparrow. You guys, I'll go first for a change.
The Black Widow movie we deserve.
This movie make any sense to anybody?
I was so confused.
I'm like, is this a bad John Carrey Marvel? Because I'm really lost now. Usually I'm normally lost. Now I'm completely... She switched, went back, switched again. I didn't know who was who half the time.
You're in a lot of twists.
Yeah.
I had no problem following this
one. Oh, Kevin loved it. See, he got it. I just couldn't figure it out.
I thought it was weird that it rushed things. I mean, she's a ballet dancer. She has an accident. And then the next thing, she's in school for spies, and she's the master spy.
Yeah, yeah.
That seemed to have no transition, and it's like she's there for 5 minutes, and then she's naked on the desk saying, "Okay, come on, big man, screw me."
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and her bad Russian accent.
Yeah.
It went from Black Swan to Black Widow in like 0 to 60.
Yeah.
Real quick.
There was almost zero spy school stuff. And Charlotte Rampling was kind of wasted.
Yeah.
But does anybody care about Charlotte Rampling anymore? I find she's wasted a lot of films.
And season 8 of Dexter.
Mm-hmm. True. I liked her on Dexter.
Who are the Russian guys, the leaders?
Matthias Schoenaerts.
No, it was Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy Irons, yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm thinking Jeremy Irons was a good casting choice.
Come on, Mary Louise Parker was in here for a hot minute.
Right.
Yeah, that was like a guest star.
Karen Hines, Jolie Richardson, Bill Camp. I just found this so confusing. And I know she studied dance for 3 months, Jennifer Lawrence. Did study ballet.
So the real thing is to take from this is that she's the niece of a head in the Russian intelligence community, or whatever it is, in politics. So she's learned a lot from him. She's very similar to him, and she's ruthless. So she knows how to take advantage of things to get to her own situation. She's done that to become a top ballerina. She's applying those skills to spy school, and now she's been set on to do this task for whatever. You know, for the whatever the division is. It's not KGB anymore, but it's whatever.
Exactly.
So Joel Edgerton, I'm not quite sure exactly what his issue was. I guess he was meeting with a high-level guy in the Russian government, and we're assuming that this is Putin's government.
Yes.
And so he fires his gun and runs away from Russia because they might discover who his contact is in the government.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so she's there to find out who it is. And basically she does, and she turns the person over, and it's not who you think it is, and it's a big F you to that person. And I don't know. I thought it was, you know, she's watchable. Joel Edgerton's watchable.
I just thought it was big and bloated.
Yeah, I thought it was fine, but, like, it was just really, really long.
Too bloated.
That wasn't that interesting, I think, in the long run. It was just kind of okay.
I was bored.
Francis Lawrence needs an editing room.
Yeah, he needs to join Quentin Tarantino in that editing room, because he's
tired of
too. There's another guy with some problems on editing.
As well as Gore Verbinski.
I haven't seen a Gore Verbinski film in a while.
Did you watch Cure for Wellness?
I loved Cure for Wellness.
See, I'd love it if it was an hour and a half, but at 2 hours, like,
it worked fine for me.
Floated.
I really like
it. Yeah, I stopped at about 20 minutes into that.
One that liked Cure for Wellness. I really did enjoy that film.
I liked aspects of it, but yeah, it was just too long for me.
Okay, before moving on to Suicide Squad, I forgot we didn't discuss Condemned.
Oh, right.
Thanks, Daniel.
I got you, mate.
Did you want me to watch Battle Royale with Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yes, I did.
Why? This is terrible.
I thought when I was younger, I thought it was fun.
It's like an Arnie movie. Like, you know he's going to win. At no time did I think Stone Cold was not going to win.
You didn't think Vinnie Jones would win at one point?
No, because as soon as the movie they set the movie off, you know, they take me to that first prison wherever they're in. And he kills that big, gigantic guy. And then they set up the bad guy as that guy that's running the island, which I really had no issues with because he's just doing it to make money. And all these guys are in death row anyway, so he really gave him a chance to escape death row.
Yeah.
So as the film went on, and then he tried to rig it, and so Stone Cold would lose and Vinnie Jones would win, I'm kind of like, okay, you're dead. And I'm just like, oh, is this still going? And it was just an hour and a half of terrible action scenes, terrible dialogue, terrible kill scenes.
You know, like that shaky cam when they're rolling around in the fort in the woods?
Who cares? I want some crocodiles to eat somebody. And every once in a while, the black chick would blow somebody up by pulling out their pin.
Ooh, and
seduce them. Seduce them and then blow them up. And I don't even think, there was no dialogue or story other than get off the island and kill everybody.
But that one guy had the wife, and he was like, okay, like, help me save her. And then let's try to do character.
And here's my biggest problem, Kevin. The bad guy is leaving the island, okay? He goes, get the chopper. So he gets in the chopper. Stone Cold's gone. He has a full fight with Vinnie Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow magically finds the headquarters.
He's quick.
And then kills the guy in the chopper. I'm like, what's he been doing for 40 minutes? Why is he not leaving? And then he kills his best buddy. I'm like, really?
Oh, right.
So they're just trying to make me hate this guy. And he's so boring. There's nothing to hate. Mm-hmm. It's a terrible film, Daniel. Terrible.
I mean, I probably haven't watched it for like 10 years, but I liked it when I was like 13.
I have watched the film, okay? I did it. Leave me alone.
I'll probably watch it again.
Okay.
Okay.
You do that.
I just watched Battle Royale again.
That's a great film. Yeah. Moving along. Suicide Squad, Hell to Pay, Kevin. DC animated movie.
Hell to Pay, Hell to Watch.
Yeah, hold on. And Alan Burnett's last film.
Is it?
Yeah, he's done. He's retired after this.
Wow, really? Surprising. He's done so many.
Voice acting, Christian Slater. Vanessa Williams. Krista Brouwer-Von Straten. Gideon Emery. Tara Strong. And Greg Grutenberg as Mastiel Maximum.
So,
and C. Thomas Howell as Zoom.
This is actually more like the Suicide Squad comics, I found, than the movie was. The live-action movie and the Attack on Arkham animated film that came out a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Which was also Suicide Squad. It kind of had, like, similar aspects to it. So it's kind of like taking the classic Suicide Squad of Deadshot, Captain Boomerang, and Bronze Tiger, and teaming them up with, like, newer ones like Copperhead and Harley Quinn and Killer Frost. Although Killer Frost was used a little bit in the original, too. Anyway, they're trying to chase down a guy who has an Ankh tattoo, a tramp stamp. and we don't know why, but he's also being chased by Reverse Flash, Silver Banshee, and Blockbuster. And there's also in the mix are Vandal Savage's daughter. I can't remember her first name, and Jackpot, this other character, or whatever. I think it's not Jackpot. It's something like that, though. Anyway, it turns out that this guy with the tramp stamp was Dr. Fate at one point, and Dr. Fate, based the Naboo, the Helmet of Fate, basically used the body because he was in shape. and let the guy do whatever he wanted at night. And Savage's daughter steals a card from Dr. Fate's tower, which is a get-out-of-hell-free card. And Amanda Waller from the Suicide Squad wants it because she's been diagnosed with cancer and she's dying, so she wants this card so that she can get out of hell free if she dies. You following?
I'm here. I'm good. I saw the movie.
Okay. Anyway, it's okay. It's well animated. It has some decent voice acting. There's some funny bits to it. Somewhat inventive that this was a sequel to Flashpoint.
Yes, it is.
In that Reverse Flash was shot by Batman in that one, and this takes place in the moments after that happens, as he tries to save his life.
Correct. He slows everything down so he can live each second longer.
Right. And there were some funny moments when they go to the male strip club. And
that wasn't bad.
Yeah, that was kind of funny, and there's a chase sequence where they're driving, he's driving an RV and chasing a van. I thought that was kind of well done.
That crappy van he's driving around.
Yep. There's some funny moments in Copperhead's making faces at kids as they're driving by.
I love Copperhead. He was my favorite character in this.
Yeah. So, I mean, overall, I thought it was okay. I thought it was, you know, better than Assault on Arkham. And actually better than the live-action Suicide Squad movie.
I have a lot of problems with Harley Quinn just being Harley Quinn. Like, she's supposed to be smart.
Right.
And they just played her very dumb, and that always bugs me when they do
that. They played her as a bit of a bimbo in this one.
Yeah. I'm going to go have some fun. I'm like, that's not Harley.
I know. I'm going to heaven because I put up with Mr. J.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like, oh.
Not really you. That was entirely your choice.
And when they started blowing heads off, I was like, what the hell? I did not see that coming.
Yeah, and there's, like, they use shit and fuck and other language like that.
Oh, what do you think I'm waiting here for, a hand job? I'm like, pardon?
Yeah.
I was like, I can watch this one with my older daughter, so I was going to let her watch it.
You're so serious. Are you from the DC Cinematic Universe?
Yes. I'm like, wow.
You don't watch trailers, but that was from the Deadpool trailer.
Oh.
Cable is got a gun pointed. He says, you're so serious. You must be from the DC Cinematic Universe.
Oh, God, Deadpool. Yeah, I think overall it was okay. It just didn't do anything either way for me. Batman, like, got, like, better.
Well, I never really liked the Suicide Squad, so I don't love the concept. I know other people who do, and I'm sure they'd be happy with this.
I don't know. I guess so, maybe. I thought the animation could have been a little bit better.
I thought it was pretty much in line with all their other films.
No, which I never like, except when Bruce Timm does it. Bruce Timm doesn't, I like it. That's about
right.
It.
Right, the Harley and Batman one is an exception of greatness.
Yes, yes.
At least the animation.
Yes, I agree. I'm totally with you on board. All right, we're trucking along really well here tonight, guys. You guys are doing great.
What else we got?
We only have one film left on the list, Tomb Raider.
I haven't seen it.
Alicia Vikander.
Raiding Tunes.
Pardon? Raiding Tunes.
Two Guns.
Raiding Tunes.
Raiding Tunes. That's what you do it. We have Dominic West.
Walton Goggins.
Daniel Wu.
Oh, yeah.
Christian Scott Thomas and Derek Jacobi.
Ooh.
I was waiting for Aquaman to pop up in this at any time. It would have made it more exciting. So, Dan, what did you think of Tomb Raider?
I liked it overall. I can't really remember, like, the Angelina Jolie ones, so.
Well, I like those. I did like the first one a lot.
I probably saw them when I was younger, but don't remember them. But, like, I love anything with Alicia Vikander, so I really like her. Though I thought it was a bit weird that, like, the first 15 minutes felt, like, more like Premium Rush.
Yes, it wasn't just me when they're doing the biking scene and they're having a biking race. I'm like, are we watching Premium Rush? Like, it's not the same thing.
Is that really Joseph Gordon-Levitt? Like, what?
Yeah, I was watching the wrong film. I'm like,
yeah, but like, I thought it was cool seeing her become more and more like the Lara Croft we know kind of thing. Like I like the action, so I didn't mind that it was like kind of set up like a video game, you know?
I think it had to be for what it was.
Yeah. And I like the bow and arrow as well.
My biggest problem with the film was supporting characters stunk. Dominic West as her dad was completely miscast. He was so overacting all the time. I'm like, what are you doing? Who are you talking to, Dominic? Nobody's here. He's like the new Gerard Butler to me.
Oh, really?
He was driving me nuts, this film. I liked her. I liked they had jumping scenes. I liked the scene on the plane. I thought it was really good over the waterfall.
Yeah.
I quite enjoyed that. And things like that I enjoyed. I just didn't like the villain.
Yeah, he got really repetitive because how many times did he say, like, oh, I've been here 7 years and just really want to go home?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we get it, but you want to go home. I want to go home, too.
Yeah, it's just, it kept repeating. I'm like, get somewhere. So overall, leaving the film, I'm like, yeah, I liked her. I didn't really like much else.
I like the general story. I didn't really like the last 10 minutes. It's like, okay. And then Nick Frost comes up for,
yes,
3 minutes. It's like, all right. Like, you better have a bigger role in the second one if there is one, because I love you, man.
Oh, we all love him, but I don't know if there might be a second one. I think they've made enough money.
Yeah, probably overseas, right?
Well, I think this goes back to Kevin's point. We seem to be just getting superhero movies or video game movies.
But this is actually a good video game movie, though. Like, as opposed to, Assassin's Creed or something, or Prince of Persia.
I loved Prince of Persia.
Okay, my bad. I actually haven't seen it, but I just assume that it's crap.
Oh, see, I love Jake Gyllenhaal, and he was so good in Prince of Persia. It just wasn't a good film. I was so pissed. The look was right. He was cast fine. The storyline was terrible. I think it looked good. I liked the art direction. I liked the set design. I was really happy with Prince of Persia. So the story, again, there's my biggest problem with a lot of these. I think they pay somebody to write the story. They don't have so much time. They're like, okay, well, yep, that's what we're going with.
Hey, let's just move on.
And I don't think they have a choice. I mean, Disney spends how many years on their storylines and stuff? They just take their time. So maybe Kevin Feige can just take over video game franchises and fix them all for me.
That actually makes good news, too.
So, I don't know. What's next for you, Cav? Are you looking forward to Solo?
I am, actually. If you'd asked me that a month ago when we hadn't seen anything, I would have been, I don't know, a little scared. But now I've seen enough trailers and stuff like that. I'm like, this to me feels more Star Wars than the Last Jedi did.
Really?
Yeah, this seems more fun. Star Wars should be fun. I mean, it should have an element of adventure and stuff we've never seen before, and this looks kind of fun. I mean, it's a fill-in-the-gap story, but you know what? If this kid's good, then give us more. Maybe we can get some stories of Luke and Leia and Han in between movies. I don't know. Have a new adventure with them, something on a standalone. That'd be kind of fun.
Okay. I don't know. See, I do not like Ron Howard as a director. It scares me.
You know what? It doesn't scare me like it scares you, because, and I'm not a fan of Ron Howard as a director, but the thing for me is that Ron Howard's first major movie as an actor was a George Lucas movie.
American Graffiti.
And he loves Star Wars, and he was friends with George. And I think he has a deep respect for Star Wars. So I think he would go in there and say, I'm going to do a Star Wars movie that's as true to the vision of the Star Wars that came out in 77 that I loved. And have fun with this.
But see, I'm such a big Lord Miller fan. That's why I'm so worried about this.
Well, I mean, it seemed to me like they were just... They didn't have that one under control, and they started ad-libbing and changing a lot of Gary Kurtz's script.
Yes.
And you know what? He wasn't going to put up with that at all. I wish that Gary Kurtz had been more involved in Last Jedi. because I think he would have put his foot down on a few things. He was very much involved with Force Awakens.
Right.
I think they said, hey, go do this Solo movie so we can let my new BFF Ryan do whatever the hell he wants with Last Jedi. Sorry, I hate that movie.
anyway, don't hate it. I just don't love it.
I think it's a huge misstep.
Well, it's too late now. It's canon.
Well, I know, exactly. I think that JJ's got his job cut out on doing things. I think, you know how you should start the next movie? Luke Skywalker reappears somewhere else.
Yeah.
He was summoned into the Force by Obi-Wan, Anakin, and Yoda. And they meet with him and they say, Luke, you're a fuck up. get your act together. And you have to stop. It's your responsibility. This is your nephew. But you can't kill him. You've got to bring him back. This is your job. This is what you can't just say, you can't wash your hands of Kylo Ren. You have to go and save him. And you have to use Rey and do all this stuff. And then Luke reappears somewhere else. He's like, I know what we need to do. And then then they go from there. That would be the ideal way. Because you know what? His hand didn't flop to the ground.
Nope.
Right? So, and why would an electronic hand disappear? I think he was summoned into the Force for a meeting with the Council of Jedi. And then they can send him back.
Fucked up. Off you go.
Yeah. Brian screwed it up.
Oh, that's good.
But you can have Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan, and you can have, what's his name, as Anakin, and fans would go ape shit. And everybody would go right back to Star Wars, right then you'd go, yes, this is Star Wars, and we're back on track. And then no more excursions to talk about slave, like where we have to save the animals but not the slaves. And we'll let Captain Phasma stay dead this time. We won't bring her back for a third time to kill her again.
She was pretty boring, pretty dull.
Yeah.
Are you saying you don't want to save the animals, though?
No, I'm saying that we shouldn't make that the primary focus of the whole scene. and deliver weighty messages along the way. I also think that we could maybe learn who Rey's parents are.
They're nobodies. We know that.
Yeah, I think that was just what he told her. To get her to follow him.
Maybe. Because
how would he know? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. How would he know?
Well, Snoke told him?
I searched my feelings. Snoke didn't tell him anything.
I think Snoke might have told him.
Snoke just set them up with FaceTime. He said, go at it. let's get a little BFF action here going.
Maybe start
a little romance.
I have a great idea. My niece is calling me on FaceTime. Jedi's going to have FaceTime.
Wow.
Okay. Well, guys, this is it. We're done. You guys don't have the
one. Did anybody buy anything?
Nothing.
Ooh.
Garage sale season starts in 3 weeks.
I got like Harry Potter, the first Harry Potter on Blu-ray at Value Village, and it was brand new.
For a dollar?
For $4.
Okay.
And I also, picked up, this made me really sad, but I picked up The Little Mermaid, the Platinum, like DVD, like 2-disc, but I didn't realize that there was only 1 disc, and it was the frickin' bonus disc.
Intern!
Oh, no.
An intern special!
So there's no goddamn movie.
At Value Village?
I guess it's too good to be true.
Was this at Value Village?
Yeah.
And you didn't open it?
I had too many other things in my hand that I was just focused on seeing the back of the disc to see what quality it was, and I didn't notice, oh, hey, buddy, it's bonus disc.
Now you know for next time. Always open your discs.
I guess I just did not notice. Not bad.
It's like me getting home the other day. I picked up pizza for my kids, and we're in a hurry. I'm going out with my wife. We're going for a date. And I open it up, and it says stuffed crust at Little Caesar. Open it up. It's a Canadian. My kids are like, I'm not eating that. I'm like, I don't have time to go back out. I should have made them open the box before I left.
Nice.
You know, so that's the way it goes. I mean, 2 out of 3 were right, but I got a free pizza out of it when I called to complain.
Oh, nice.
But they're like, well, can you come and drive? I said, I can't come back. I got to go out. Like, that was the whole point of me coming to your restaurant.
Yeah. So, delivered for free.
Yeah, they don't deliver. So, okay, moving along. You guys know what's up.
So I did buy some movies.
Oh, sorry, I'll be quiet. Go ahead.
All right, I bought The Suicide Squad, Hell to Pay. And I bought Tom Jones for a Criterion Collection.
Who's in that Tom Jones version?
Albert Finney.
Okay.
Very young Albert Finney. So maybe we'll review it in the future.
We will, I'll watch it.
And I got The Greatest Showman.
Oh, did you think it was just fine?
Was it fine?
Was it fine?
It was fine. Actually, I enjoyed it quite a bit.
I love the song.
Pretty good. Songs are great.
Movie's shit.
Movie's not great, no. The story's not that interesting.
That's correct. No.
Especially when he becomes like a dick and it's like, nah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I'm not here for it.
Okay. Remember, guys, next episode coming up, Summer Movie Wager.
What?
Summer Movie Wager.
So you have to explain that to us.
I will. Don't worry. I'll explain it all in
English
email.
This time.
In English, yes, I'll try. Yes. And
Japanese for you, Kevin.
Japanese for you, Kevin.
Since I'm learning, yes.
Since you're learning. Okay, everybody have a great time.
Congratulations, your friend.
Goodbye, everyone, until they make it.
What
happened?
Until they make it, I'm signing off. Go away.
Oh, okay.
We watch it.
Okay.
But you're Simon. I thought you're not signing off.
I'm gone. Goodbye.
All right, I'm Kevin.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Simon. Toodles.
All right.
Toodles. Okay. Cool.